This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, featuring New Heart, New Spirit, with Father Don Hying, Rector of St. Francis de Sales Seminary.
This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee is brought to you by American Landscape.
And now, Father Don Hying.
Good morning. Welcome to New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. I'm Father Don Hying, rector here at the seminary and host of this half-hour program. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's always a joy for me to be able to talk about your seminary every other Friday morning here on Relevant Radio. On opposite Fridays, Archbishop Jerome Listecki's Living Our Faith show airs at this same time. That means every Friday morning at 9:30 a.m., you can catch the latest from your archdiocese and your seminary right here on Relevant Radio. As we get closer to Easter, I ponder often the wonderful comment that Pope John Paul II made in his document, Pastores Dabo Vobis, which was his reflection on seminary formation. It came out in the early 90s. But he said in that document that a seminary should somehow replicate the experience that the apostles had with Jesus for the 3 years leading up to the Paschal mystery. So think about it. For 3 years, the apostles ate, traveled with, lived with, listened to, experienced Jesus Christ. They saw his miracles. They heard his preaching. They were closer to him than anyone else. And that experience, that relationship formed them to be able to carry on his mission once he had ascended to heaven and sent them the Holy Spirit. So the seminary really is a replication of that intense spiritual experience that the apostles had with Jesus Christ. That's what we're about here at St. Francis de Sales. And as we approach the glorious events of our salvation, Jesus' death and resurrection, important to ponder that a priest is really a servant of the Paschal mystery, someone who puts his life at the service of Jesus Christ, to proclaim his death and resurrection by preaching, by celebrating the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, and by shepherding God's people. We currently have 33 men who are preparing for that mission to become servants of the Paschal mystery. Some are in Rome, one is in Belgium, one is in Washington. Our college men are in Chicago, but the majority are right here on the shores of Lake Michigan, studying and preparing to be your priests. So we're always grateful for your prayers for them and your support of our seminary, because all of you truly keep us going. And for that, we're very grateful. In just a few weeks, we'll be ordaining 4 new transitional deacons who will be anticipating ordination to the priesthood in 2012. And the Mass is on Saturday, April 16th at St. John's Cathedral at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. Archbishop Listecki will be presiding and ordaining these men right on the brink of Holy Week. Again, just to underline the point that service in Christ is always related to his death and resurrection. So thank you for sharing in the seminary's good news. You mean the world to us and to your future priests. Thank you for your prayers and the many other ways that you support us. We would not be here without you. In the spring, there's so much going on here, it makes my head spin often. And today I'd like to extend once again an invitation to you to join us in prayer, or join us at one of our many springtime events coming up. One of our largest events this spring is going to be our seminary open house, and it's already this Sunday, April 3rd. For the last few years, we've tried to have an open house every spring just to showcase the seminary, just to invite people down who have never been here or who have been here and are sold on the place. As I travel around the Archdiocese, it's amazing to me how many people don't even know that we have a seminary. They've never been here. They've never heard of it. They don't know this place exists. So one of my missions as rector has certainly been to be the PR man to publicize and to really invite people down here. Because once you're here, this place really sells itself. That's the background of the open house. This year, it's bigger than ever. We've done a lot of legwork to invite groups of youth. It's very much youth-oriented, and we hope to have a great turnout. So please join us. The theme this year is Living Christ Now. And the point of that is, as young people meditate on their vocation, their call in life, it's not just what they're going to do with the rest of their life in the future. It's also about what they're doing right now for Jesus Christ. And to that end, we've invited groups such as Global Youth Mission, St. Vincent de Paul Society, Reach Out, Reach In, and the Vocations Office to set up tables and to have representatives present to talk about what are the opportunities right here, right now, for youth to get more deeply involved in the church and living their vocation in Christ. So Living Christ Now is the theme. Here's the schedule. It all kicks off with a special Mass at noon here in Christ King Chapel. And if you're bringing a group of eight or more, we just ask you to RSVP. I'll get back to that in a minute. So Mass is at noon. At 1 p.m., a newly written skit by two of our seminarians will be performed in the chapel after Mass. And the focus is on the rich young man coming to Christ, asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And as you know, Christ asks him to leave everything behind and to follow him. So the skit is trying to put that encounter into a contemporary mode for our young people. From 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., there are tours, there are refreshments, there are service tables, and the tour also features displays in the lives of St. Francis de Sales and St. Jane Frances de Chantal. There'll be things going on in the chapel, in the dome. We'll be focusing on the history of the seminary and the seminary campus. At 2 p.m., Lydia Lococo, who runs the Nazareth Project, will be presenting a talk on chastity. How to live chastity in this world that is often so malformed in terms of sexuality, so sexualized in the wrong ways. And at 2:30 p.m., there'll be a walk to the grotto, weather permitting, and we'll pray the rosary at our beautifully restored grotto in the seminary woods. Everyone is welcome. There's something for everyone. We'll be focusing on vocations of the priesthood, on service opportunities, and ways for young people to plug into the church and into the mission of the seminary. It's also a great chance to meet our seminarians. They'll be serving as tour guides, and we'll be taking groups through the architectural wonders of the seminary, and it's a great time to ask them about their vocation and just check in and connect to these great young men who are saying yes to Christ. We'll also have a little fun while we're at it. So we're taking advantage of social media, Twitter and Facebook, and something new for our open house event, and that's Foursquare. I'm technologically challenged, so I say these words without even fully knowing what they mean. But if you check in to St. Francis de Sales Seminary open house on Foursquare and show your smartphone with your check-in status to volunteers at the seminary table, you get a free T-shirt. And the T-shirt is really cool. It's black with the logo of Living Christ Now, a great way to advertise the seminary and to focus on your personal commitment to Christ. RSVP for Mass by emailing newheartnewspirit@sfs.edu and get a free lunch after Mass. We're also doing a raffle for a free iPad. So all we need is your contact information thrown into a box, and you get a chance to win a free iPad at the end of the day. You don't have to be present to win it, but you do have to enter into the raffle to win it. So we encourage school and church groups, wonderful learning opportunity for young people just to come down and experience some fun and experience some faith. So for all the information regarding our open house, please visit www.sfs.edu/open house. Again, that's www.sfs.edu/open house for all the information about the schedule and about the events of this coming Sunday. It is going to be a great day. We already know there's at least 175 youth coming. So please join them, because it'll be a great opportunity for us to gather. Leading up to our open house, our seminarians are walking on water. Yes, you heard me right. Our seminarians are walking on water. We think of that in terms of Jesus walking on the water of the Sea of Galilee. This is walking on Water Street. And last Saturday night, nine of us went down to Water Street and passed out flyers relating to the open house, inviting people to come, just standing on the street corner and hopefully doing a little bit of evangelization. The reaction was mixed. I mean, some people didn't take the flyer and just brushed past us. And I thought of all the times I've walked past people trying to hand me something on the street, so I couldn't be mad about that. But there's other people that were genuinely interested, who asked questions, what's this about? What is a seminary? Where is this place? Who are you? And took one and seemed to be possibly thinking about the idea of coming down and joining us. So I think we need to take the church to where people are at. Certainly Water Street is a place where young people are at on Saturday night. We hope to do it again on Marquette University's campus and on Water Street tomorrow night. So you can follow us on Twitter to see our progress. Search for the hashtag #WalkOnWater, and it's all one word. And our Twitter account is capital S, capital F, small d, capital S, and then seminary, capital S on that as well. And you can follow us from a link on our website homepage. So it's a great way to evangelize and hope to do more of the same in the future, just to go on the streets as Jesus did, as St. Francis did, as St. Dominic did. There's a point of taking the gospel and the church to the world that cannot be missed today. So again, we thank you for listening this morning. And again, please strongly consider coming down to our open house. It's going to be a great event, and we can't wait to show you our home and all that is going on here. You're listening to New Heart, New Spirit. I'm Father Don Hying, rector here at St. Francis de Sales Seminary, and we'll be right back.
Warm summer sun, backyard gatherings, lush landscaping. Do you dream of turning your ordinary yard into a beautiful outdoor living space? American Landscape can make that dream happen. Serving Southeast Wisconsin since 1973 and family-owned, American Landscape can provide a variety of landscape services by certified professionals. For more information, go to relevantradiomilwaukee.com, keyword landscape. That's keyword landscape. American Landscape, a proud business supporter of Relevant Radio.
Not two, but three. Not me, but we. Not a feeling, but a choice. Attend the second annual Light Up Your Marriage Conference on April 16th at the Brookfield Sheraton. This conference will ignite your marriage and faith. Sponsored in part by the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and Relevant Radio Milwaukee 100.1 FM. The Light Up Your Marriage Conference will feature well-known Catholic speakers, Deacon Burke Sivers, as seen at the 2011 Men of Christ Conference, Dave Duran, Father Nathan Reisman, Jeff and Alice Heinzen, Father Ken Omernick, and the MC Lydia Lococo. Space is limited, so register today at lightupyourmarriage.org or call 414-241-1347. That's lightupyourmarriage.org or call 414-241-1347. Hope to see you at the second annual Light Up Your Marriage Conference on April 16th.
Dear Sarah's party's next month. The inside of the house looks great, but the yard...
Well, yeah, the yard needs a lot of attention. But you know, I don't have the time or the know-how to really spruce things up.
I know, but neither did the Johnsons. But I saw their yard the other day. Wow, they have this whole new patio. It's incredible. And the planting. They hired American Landscape. They said it was the best decision they ever made.
If you can picture it, American Landscape can make it happen. From landscape design and installation to tree service and landscape maintenance, American Landscape will help you transform an ordinary yard into an outdoor living space everyone will love. Serving Southeast Wisconsin since 1973 and family-owned, American Landscape serves residential and commercial property owners with a variety of landscape services provided by certified professionals. For information, go to relevantradiomilwaukee.com, keyword landscape. That's keyword landscape. American Landscape, a proud business supporter of Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Archbishop Listecki. How much does God love you? He loves you so much that he gave you his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for you so that you could have eternal life. And on that first Easter, he also gave the church and you the gift of eternal life through the sacrament of reconciliation. His love and mercy have no limits. They are freely given and they are available to you. All he asks of you is that you have faith in him. So frequent the sacrament of reconciliation and experience Christ's mercy and his love.
New Heart, New Spirit on Relevant Radio. Once again, Father Don Hyatt.
Welcome back to New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. I'm Father Don Hying, the rector here. We've been talking about our open house coming up this Sunday, April 3rd, and hope you join us for that. Last weekend was the College Seminary and Social Weekend with us, and I want to talk a little bit about our college program. Currently, we have six college students who are in seminary formation. Five of them are in Chicago. One is studying English here in Milwaukee. We currently do not have our own college formation program here in the city, so we utilize the wonderful program of the Archdiocese of Chicago. It's called St. Joseph's Seminary, College House of Formation. It's on the campus of Loyola University. So our men live at the seminary house. They're celebrate Mass, pray the Liturgy of the Hours, experience the formation that's offered for college seminarians, all the while taking their classes at Loyola and participating in campus life. This program has been a great feeder for us. Many of our current seminarians in theology are graduates of it, and it's a great way when young men are in college to already start building a base of their priestly vocation. So if there's anyone out there that's thinking of college seminary, don't hesitate to contact us, because we can certainly talk to you, have you apply, have you look at the program. We've taken young men down there just to shadow a seminarian for a day, but it's a great, great program for us. So last weekend, our six men were here for the weekend just to be with us, to pray with us, to be on a little retreat. And they're outstanding young people. And it demonstrates the fact that even at the age of 18, 19, 20, that call to the priesthood is already echoing in young hearts, and people are responding. Yesterday was the Salzman Library Soup and Substance Lecture. We had a great lecture on the spirituality of Dorothy Day, who founded Catholic Worker and truly lived the gospel teaching to feed the hungry and to clothe the homeless and to live out the corporal works of mercy. It's part of a Lenten series that the library is offering on spiritual figures. The next Soup and Substance lecture is on April 7th, and it will focus on the life and the work of St. Vincent de Paul, which is beautifully carried on in the St. Vincent de Paul Society. It's at the seminary, dinner's at 6, presentation and talk at 7 p.m. You can RSVP or just walk in off the street. We'd be happy to have you. There's soup and bread and water and coffee offered as a Lenten fare before the talk. So again, the next one is April 7th at 6 p.m. here at the seminary. April 14th is our second annual ethics lecture. It's sponsored by the Alumni Association, and it's in honor of Father Andy Nelson, who used to teach moral theology here. And this year we're having Dr. Michael Naughton. He's an expert in Catholic social thought from the University of St. Thomas, and he is going to be speaking on Catholic social principles and the modern workplace. You know, how do we live out our Catholic teaching in our employment? I always think if you can be a Christian at work, you're well on your way to being a saint. I pretty much live in a bubble, I think. Everybody I talk to is a practicing Catholic, is interested in the church, with the exception of some people on Water Street that I met Saturday night. But many of you rub shoulders every day with people that live by very different principles, aren't going to church, aren't evangelized, maybe don't even believe in God. And so you're really on the front line of giving witness to your faith in your workplace. So the idea is how to live faith at work, how to live Catholic social principles at work, principles of justice, participation, subsidiarity, living out the vast vision of the church in terms of how we relate to one another in economics and how we relate to each other at work. So it should be a great lecture. It's April 14th. It's a Thursday at 7 p.m. in Christ King Chapel, followed by a question and answer and light refreshments in a reception. Please RSVP to alumni at sfs.edu to attend. I think it'll be helpful, especially for those who are in business, people that own their own companies. on people that are serious about wanting to bring their faith into the workplace, not in a showy manner, but in a way to transform from within those relationships, those people that we spend many hours with every day. Coming up April 16th is our transitional diaconate ordination. As I said, four men will be ordained at that ceremony, and one for the conventual Franciscans. God willing, there'll be several more diaconate ordinations this fall, but this one is at 10 a.m. at the cathedral, again, Saturday, April 16th. Please pray for them. They're saying yes to the Lord at a very challenging moment in the history of the diocese and the church, and we certainly need their service. And again, it's on the brink of Holy Week when they enter into the order of deacon to serve and to proclaim the gospel. Another new thing coming up is the St. Jean Francis de Chantal Society. Many of you listening, the female part of our audience anyway, perhaps have already received an invitation to this event. As you may know or not know, St. Jean Francis de Chantal was kind of the female counterpart to St. Francis de Sales. She was a young widow with children whom Francis began to offer spiritual direction to. She felt called to the religious life, but in her day, religious orders would not take women who were older or had been married, so there really was no place for Jane to fit in to traditional convent life. So under the direction of Francis, she founded her own order called the Sisters of the Visitation, and it was open to widowed women, to older women, to women with children. She was certainly ahead of her time in that regard. So the De Chantal Society is going to be four women, and there'll be maybe three or four events a year here at the seminary, a way for women to grow in their own spiritual formation. So there'll be a spiritual conference offered. Sometimes there'll be Mass. There'll be Eucharistic adoration. There'll be benediction. There'll be time for socializing. Just a way for women to be deeply formed in their own spirituality. Obviously, women have so many gifts that they offer to the church. In many ways, the church runs because of women's sacrificial loving and service in so many ways. And so this is a way for the seminary to give back to the women of our archdiocese a debt of gratitude for all that they do for the church and for us. So we're offering two days for women that can't come during the day and for those that can't come at night. So May 4th, it'll be at 7 p.m. The following day, May 5th, it'll be at 9 a.m. It'll be about an hour and a half. So choose a time that works for you. All women of the Archdiocese are invited. Again, it's here at the seminary on May 4th at 7 p.m., on May 5th at 9 a.m. Listen to this radio show on Friday, April 29th, because we'll have Lydia Lococo, who's in charge of the Nazareth Project, talk about her involvement with the De Chantal Society and how women can get involved in the seminary. When you think about it, women have a key role in encouraging vocations in their sons, in their brothers, in their family and friends, in everyone that they know, vocations to the priesthood particularly. And so women can be intentional about how they foster that sense of vocation within their children, and we certainly look to them to help us in our mission. For more information, go to www.sfs.edu/dechantal. Again, that's www.sfs.edu/dechantal for more information about this new great opportunity. May 21st is the priesthood ordination. It's at 10:30 a.m. at St. John's Cathedral, and we'll be ordaining five new priests for the Archdiocese. Three of them started in pre-theology way back in the summer of 2005, which was my first year here at the seminary. So it's great to see them having come all the way through these 6 years of formation. Now they stand on the brink of their ordination to the priesthood. One of them is Christopher Klusman, who is completely deaf. And when he's ordained, he'll be one of maybe only 4 or 5 priests in this country that are completely deaf. And so we will certainly be looking to him to offer a new, exciting priestly ministry to the deaf members of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. But all of them are great men. All of them will be a blessing to us. And we look to them for leadership as they go out and begin to live the adventure of priesthood. Something else very interesting, and it started only last fall. Bruno John contacted me. He runs Santa Fe Productions. And he asked me if we would be open to utilizing Christ King Chapel here at the seminary to film a mass, which is televised every Sunday in a national market. And after talking to the Archbishop about it and folks here at the seminary, we agreed to do it. So once a month, these folks come in, they transform our chapel, and they essentially tape 3 or 4 masses that are later televised on the appropriate Sunday. It's a great way to reach out to shut-ins all over this country, all over the United States, people that are too sick or ill to be able to go to Mass, but still want to participate as they can. So this Mass is aired on Sunday mornings here in Milwaukee on WITI Channel 6 at 5:30 a.m. every Sunday, and on WCGV Channel 24 at 9 a.m. every Sunday. It's a great publicity for the seminary as well, because it means that in thousands of homes across the United States, people see the beauty of our chapel, receive the spiritual nourishment of the sacrifice of the Mass, and get to know a little bit about Milwaukee and St. Francis de Sales Seminary. So if you know somebody that relies on a shut-in Mass, again, it's on Channel 6 at 5:30 a.m. and Channel 24 at 9 a.m. every Sunday of the year. And that's a great opportunity for us, and we're happy to have Santa Fe Productions call St. Francis Seminary home. And it's a lot of work for them. They bring in all their equipment, but it seems to be working very well. Also, mark your dates for July 25th. That's our annual golf outing. It's the 8th annual golf outing, and it's at Triple I Country Club in Milwaukee. It's where it's been for the last 3 or 4 years. And listen for more about the golf outing on May 27th. It's one of our major fundraisers. It's a great day of fun in the sun golfing, and then we have an auction and a dinner. You can go to www.sfs.edu/golf for more information. So again, our open house is this Sunday, April 3rd, begins with noon Mass in Christ King. We'd love to see you there, and a 1 to 3 p.m. open house afterwards. Join us for our next show on Friday, April 15th. And please visit www.sfs.edu for more information about all of the events I've talked about today. It's a lot. There's just a lot going on. So if you missed something that I said, please go to our website, and all of it is there. There also you can listen to previous episodes of this radio show. And above all, if you or anyone you know is thinking about the priesthood, even just thinking about it, or wants more information about it, please contact us. Send your questions, your comments, your thoughts to New Heart, New Spirit, that's all one word, at sfs.edu. As we journey through these Lenten days, please know of our prayers for you. We pray for our benefactors and our listeners constantly. And may this Lent be truly a springtime, as the word means in Old English. Lent means spring. May it be a springtime for us in faith to continue to grow that new heart, new spirit that the Lord wants to place within us, that heart of Jesus Christ himself. God bless you, and keep up your great work of living the Catholic faith in all of its beauty and in all of its joy. Thank you.
This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee is brought to you by American Landscape.
To contact Father Hyang, log on to relevantradiomilwaukee.com, keyword seminary. And be sure to join us next time for This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, featuring New Heart, New Spirit, on Relevant Radio, 100.1 FM.